In a shallow bay off Alaska's North Slope, the small company Kalis Energy may have made the biggest oil discovery in the world since 2010. If developed, the field could have a major impact on Alaska's economy and the global oil market. But that's a big if. There are plenty of obstacles in the way. As Elizabeth Harbaugh reports from Alaska's Energy Desk, this isn't beginner's luck for Kalis' top boss. It's his third major oil find.
Jim Musselman is an elephant hunter. Elephant fields, that is.
I've always said if I'm going to make any money, I've got to find something big in order to make it work. So we've always been looking for kind of elephant type stuff. I've got elephants all over my office in Dallas.
There are no elephants in Kalis's pristine offices in Midtown Anchorage. But reclining at the head of a conference table, the Kalis CEO is big. He's a true Texan who comes off less like an oil magnate and more like your friendly uncle. Musselman's also a gambler. He built a horse racing track in Texas once, but he says the stakes there aren't high enough. He'd rather put his money on oil, and his gamble in Alaska may have paid off big time.
It was pretty extraordinary. We had a kind of a war room down on the first floor here, and I remember very well, I get kind of goosebumps when we start seeing those logs come in.
That's because Musselman thinks he's found 2 billion barrels of oil in state waters east of Barrow. If it's confirmed, it'll be the state's biggest find since the late 1960s. Musselman embodies a new kind of character on Alaska's oil scene. For decades, big companies dominated the North Slope. Now, smaller companies like Kalis are stealing the headlines with potentially game-changing discoveries. I asked Musselman what makes him different from the big majors.
That's a good question. How do I answer this tactfully? We're probably better risk takers than the bigger companies are.
And Musselman's strong stomach for risk has paid dividends in the past. Smith Bay could be his third world-class find. The first two were in Africa. As CEO of Kosmos Energy, Musselman discovered the Jubilee oil field off Ghana's coast. A story with so many cliffhangers, Musselman ended up the star of a documentary produced by Brad Pitt called Big Men. One scene shows Musselman toasting the find with his partners.
Flowing oil for the first time in the history.
Musselman was eventually forced to step down at Kosmos after tensions flared between the company and Ghana's government. But the Jubilee oil field started producing in 2010. So the big question now is whether Musselman can deliver on the North Slope. For the moment, Alaska officials and energy experts are cautiously optimistic, emphasis on cautiously. Cody Rice is an analyst at Wood Mackenzie in New York. He says, first, he needs to see more well tests from Kalis to know if the find is real. Plus, he says,
this project, while it's massive in terms of resource base, is not going to single-handedly make Alaska great again.
The find could add billions of barrels of oil to the Trans-Alaska pipeline system, but that won't happen soon enough to help solve the state's current fiscal crisis. Because even if the oil is there, Rice says getting it to market is going to be tough.
It's a global scale discovery, and anytime you have something of that scale, it's inherently complex.
In a report, Wood Mackenzie says the field's geology makes the oil hard to access, and Kalis might have to build a long offshore pipeline, which would draw a lot of scrutiny from regulators and environmental groups. Here's Lois Epstein with the Wilderness Society in Anchorage.
Absolutely. We're very concerned about the potential for a massive development by Kalis.
Epstein's biggest concern is location. Kalis's find is just north of Teshikbuk Lake, a key habitat for migratory birds. Musselman says Kalis will keep operations far away from Teshikbuk Lake. But he admits other things need to fall into place for the $10 billion project to pencil out. That includes changes to Alaska's tax policy and much higher oil prices. Still, like any good gambler, Musselman radiates confidence. This is his message to Alaskans.
I am going to make it real for you, and I think just keep the faith. We've done this before. We know how to do this.
Kalis is expecting final confirmation on the find in 2018. That will be the first proof of whether Musselman's big Alaska bet will truly pay off. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.